call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'm going to be short and simple tonight because I just had my eggs dropped off. Oh, and he hasn't left yet. Still in the driveway. I wonder why. What's something going on? But anyway, something fishy here. But, pardon me. I wanted to let you know, I mentioned yesterday, those who waited on the Lord shall renew their strength and they shall mount with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be grow weary. They shall walk and not be, they shall walk and not be faint. Sorry, it was behind me. But anyway, the important aspect of there is the wait on the Lord aspect and the run and the walk aspect. I'm seeing lived out in the sense that there were a couple of issues that have delayed things for me, and one was resolved today in, well, a minor thing that this morning I didn't get a message about my milk and eggs being delivered. And so they got delivered later. I mean, literally just now, which is kind of unusual. But it was just wait. I did verify. I actually did send them a message to make sure that there wasn't a problem with them, you know, because these are people. It's not a, you know, just a vendor, but it's people I know. So there was expression of concern, and things are fine. There were just issues. So that happened now. So that was kind of the other wait. And another wait was in reference to events scheduled for tomorrow. And they are scheduled. It is a plan. It is not, you know, again, it's the James thing. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But the plan for tomorrow was kind of iffy. And now it was settled because I was going to register to do something I've never done before, and that is to enter a athletic event, a race. And because of circumstances, I couldn't, I wasn't sure. So I looked this morning, and the last day to register was today. So I said, okay, I'm fine. And then everything fell in place so I could do it tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 6:30, which is really a bummer because I don't want to be out late. But so it's happening tomorrow or scheduled tomorrow. And then I went to do the official sign up. And apparently they cut it off at noon. So I called them. And they said, let me check and call you back. And 10, 20 minutes later, they called me back and said there will be no problem to register at the race tomorrow. So the plan is, and everything's in place, and I really wonder if Chris is going to show up. the plan is tomorrow I'm going to run a 5K. Well, I'm going to be in a 5K run, but I'm going to race walk it. So I've never done this before. And, you know, to wait to be, you know, 66 to do that kind of thing, you're kind of like, okay, this will be interesting. So, Lord willing, I will have a good time. My hope is if I beat 40 minutes, I'll be content. Because, you know, that's a comfortable speed for me. So if I beat 40 minutes, I'll be content. But obviously, because of the fact, see, this is the thing I've been wanting for a long time, to run or walk with others. Because obviously, especially in my age bracket, most people don't run as fast as I walk. But they'll be around. And of course, there'll be the younger people who are going to blow me away because they're running. And so I'm looking for that, you know, that mutual encouragement. And I've never had this. And it looks like everything's in place for it to happen tomorrow. So Lord willing, tomorrow, a race. I'm really, it's wow. It really is. It's a big deal. There are other things, but I need to get them in place And so I'll tell you about the race Monday, because my guess is I'll probably be leaving a voicemail Monday because there are issues. And because, you know, issues that relate to the state, which I actually interacted again with today and maybe have a response from them Monday or Tuesday. I'll let you know. Because if I get the response I anticipate, it concerns me for my wife. Because, well, I don't know what's going on with her. Especially financially. I usually know that very much in detail. But I don't know what's going on with her. And my egg delivery is going down the road now, finally. Must have got on the phone or something. But anyway, my lady, my wife, your husband, the athlete. Probably never heard me say that about me before. But Lord willing, that will happen tomorrow. And I'm excited. I wish I could share that. Again, the thing that was so important when I watched Eliud Kipchoge cross the finish line, the first thing he did, cross the finish line running a marathon in under 2 hours, a little faster than I'm going to be going, right into the arms of his wife. I would probably be a whole lot faster if I knew that was at the end of the race for me. Undoubtedly. I would have that much more reason to say, I need to get there. I need to get there fast. You know, because one of my goals is to beat the 5 mile an hour pace. Because I'm at 4.89. And that's 4.2 miles. And I'm only doing 3.1 tomorrow. But with my wife there at the end of the race, I probably would, because I'd have reason. My lady, my wife, I still love you, and I still want you back.